Principals are often on the front lines of the effort to reopen the city's 1,600 public schools. It's up to them to decide how to help students learn while protecting them and teachers from catching and spreading COVID-19. But a growing chorus of those school leaders keep warning that the system is not ready for kids to return to classrooms. WNYC's Jessica Gould talked to one principal who runs a school in Fresh Meadows, Queens.
Reginald Lando Jr. is the principal at George J. Ryan Middle School in Northeast Queens. He's sitting at a conference table covered with to-do lists, budgets, and schedules. He feels like a juggler he saw in a circus back when he was a kid.
He's juggling. And then at the very end, he just pulled his hands back and they were glass balls and they all came down. They just crashed. Bang, bang, bang. That's how it feels right now to be a New York City principal.
Today is the deadline for Lando to tell the city how he plans to bring kids back into the classroom. He has 1,600 students, and he's estimating that nearly half will choose to stay home and learn online. He has to space out the rest who want to come to school, and then he has to match all of them with teachers. But every day the numbers change. More students register for remote learning, and more teachers ask for medical accommodations.
We cannot schedule and program a school, especially a school of my size, without knowing how many kids are going to be here and how many adults are going to be here.
Lando expects he'll have to hire more substitute teachers and buy more protective equipment, cleaning supplies, and tablets. In more affluent areas, PTAs are fundraising to cover some of the new costs. But Lando doesn't feel comfortable asking parents to do that. About 60% of his families are low income, and many parents have lost their jobs.
We'll probably go on a kid writing campaign at the beginning of the year and write to Jay-Z, Beyonce, Jim Dolan, everybody that we can think of who might be willing to donate something to the school.
Lando isn't the only one who feels unprepared. Dozens of principals from districts in Brooklyn wrote to city and state officials this week to say they won't be ready by September 10th. Then the whole principals union called on Mayor de Blasio to push back reopening. The union says students should start remotely and phase back into buildings towards the end of September. The teachers union has requested the same. Lando says principals need more information.
I don't think that is feasible for us to be able to start right now with any degree of effectiveness or success without a delay.
But Mayor de Blasio says he still believes kids need to get back to school as soon as possible for their education, their emotional well-being, and so parents can work. He toured a school in the Rockaways where desks are 6 feet apart and custodians are cleaning with super fast electrostatic sprayers.
I like a can-do attitude. I like an attitude that says, we're going to find a way. Our healthcare heroes in March and April found a way. Our first responders found a way through the worst of the crisis. Our educators are going to find a way.
Principal Lando in Queens is about as can-do as you can get. When he became principal of the middle school, it was the worst performing in the district. 2 years ago, it won a federal Blue Ribbon Award for excellence. He wants to make sure his school is safe, but he's not sure he has enough hand sanitizer. He still has no plexiglass to protect office staff. And then there's the masks.
I know that throughout the day, kids are going to rip a mask, lose a mask, break a mask, etc. But they have not shown up as of yet, and we need them. As the sooner, the better.
With just under a month to go, de Blasio says more help is coming. He's promised schools full reports on their ventilation systems, a nurse in every building, and all the protective equipment they need.
But again, a month is a long time, and we've made a lot of progress already, and we're going to make a lot more in the next month.
Lando says he can't wait to be reunited with his students, and he wants his school to reopen. He just needs more time. Jessica Gould, WNYC News.